Shalom, אנחנו נקרא קטעים נבחרים.
We will read selected excerpts from our sources in the portion of Toldot. We are on excerpt number 12.
נעבור לקטעים, ולא נשאר לנו הרבה.
Yeah, let's go to the excerpts. We don't have much left. Maybe 5-6 excerpts, and then we have other topics. Let's go. You can ask questions on the weekly portion, whatever you want to ask, you can talk about it, discuss it.
כן, כותרת כל הבארות אשר חפרו. קטע מספר 12 של הרבש, מתוך מאמר מהו היסוד שהקדושה נבנית עליו. עניין החפירות שחפרו הוא למצוא חיסרון וצורך לישוב.
From Rabash, the digging that they dug was to find a lack and a need for the salvation of the Creator. They were for the Kli, meaning to ask the Creator to give them the need to bestow. And they see that they cannot because the body resists it by nature. For it is born with a desire only to receive. However, in this too, we should make two discernments. One, when he prays for the Creator to give him the strength to overcome, the will to receive and work in order to bestow, and he wishes for the Creator to give him this power. Two, sometimes one cannot ask the Creator to give him the desire to bestow because the body resists the prayer as well. The body is afraid that perhaps the Creator might help him and he will lose the desire to receive. It follows that he must pray that the Creator will give him the strength to overcome the body and that he will have the strength to pray to the Creator for help in overcoming the will to receive and working in order to bestow.
Ken.
Rav, here we see that our work is to attain the will to bestow, to be similar to the Creator. Then we'll be able to clearly scrutinize where we are, what's happening with us, and so on and so forth. Also to see the direction by which we need to develop. So, we have before us here two states. First of all, we discover after some time, we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we study, and then we discover that we don't have a desire. We don't have a desire to reach spirituality. We don't even want it. We even reject it subconsciously or even consciously. That drive, that energy that we had in the beginning disappears. And a person doesn't know where to get it from. He's got no strength to ask the Creator to give him the strength to reach spirituality. This is one thing. The second thing is that he constantly worries that he'll have more and more and more strength. That it's not the strength for spirituality, but rather the strength to overcome his will to receive, to use his will to receive despite the will to receive to bestow. So we have here two stages. Sometimes they come in this way, sometimes they come another way, one after the other. Sometimes I fight with my will to receive in order to overcome. Sometimes I have no desire to overcome my will to receive and to reach a desire to bestow, but I need the will for spirituality by itself. To have that. So I can lie down, sit down, do all those things in life, but be like a dead person relative to spirituality. I don't want to receive, I don't want to ask. So in both, we need, in both instances, we need to work. And this is the meaning of digging those wells, the wells of Isaac.
To
make sure that inside the will to receive, which is called the soil, the ground, to dig holes, wells, that are signs of deficiencies. I wish to reach those deficiencies first. First have those deficiencies for spirituality, and later those holes, those wells will be filled with water, the water of Torah, the light of Hasidim. Kiev.
Рав, вопрос. Мы же обычно говорим о том, что это желание к духовному строю.
Dear Rav, a question.
Dear Rav, a question. Usually we're saying that the desire we're building above, we're building the intention above the desire, and here we're digging into the desire.
מקבל רצון להשפיע.
Where do you think you're getting the desire to bestow? Because you have a desire to receive, and above the will to receive, you prefer acts of bestowal. As a result, part of the will to receive you had is transferred to the will to bestow. It works with it in order to bestow, and with the intention to bestow. There's no other way. The Creator created one desire. And that desire, which was initially in order to receive, then he arranged it in order to bestow, then he shattered it, so have the desire to receive in order to bestow, and he jumbled all these things up in the soul of Adam HaRishon, and he gave it to us to arrange it. But the desire is one desire. And from this desire, you work either in order to receive or in order to bestow. Hebrew
10.
When a person wants to dig deeper and deeper, he feels that he is losing spirituality. He is advancing backward. He gains fat. He has no strength. He cannot move. What can you do then? What means do we have here?
Ask for the strength from the society and ask for the strength from the Creator. There is nothing else. Only these two. That's it.
PT 2.
PT 2.
Lo shomim.
Lo shomim?
Ken.
Can you hear now? Can you explain what is the action of digging? What does it mean that the person is digging?
I want to attain a desire, a deficiency for spirituality, deficiency for the Creator, for adhesion, for bestowal, deficiencies. The earth is before me, and I want to turn it into something spiritual from this will to receive. So I perform actions inside the will to receive. I want to dig. I want to discover deficiencies in it. What can I do with the will to receive in order to attain heavens from it, spirituality? This is the work of Isaac.
That's the question. Which kind of actions do I do in the will to receive? What is digging? What are these actions in order to attain a desire for spirituality? What do I do?
I check how, by my will to receive, I can come to acts of bestowal. Love of friends. Through them, love of the Creator. I do it all in the will to receive. I have nothing besides that. I have the strength that corrects the will to receive. But the topic itself is the will to receive. The subject.
So the result of these actions, usually a person discovers that he has no desire.
Which?
When a person performs such actions that he is digging himself in order to work for love of friends, the result is that he discovers that he is lacking such a desire.
But does he have a general desire?
What is a general desire?
A desire. You understand what is a desire?
I understand that I'm lacking a desire for spirituality. That's why I'm asking for it.
I don't talk about the desire for spirituality. I'm talking about desire in general, which is the matter of creation.
There is a desire. Everyone has a desire.
So I want to extract from this desire a desire for spirituality, for bestowal, for love, for connection. That desire as well we extract from the general will to receive. There is no other substance. Clear? There is no other substance, no other matter. And this is what was given. If you want to correct it, that's why it's called the work of correction. No problem. Correct it. First, discover that it's in order to receive, which is also a question. Is it really in order to receive? And then turn it to in order to bestow. That's it. The desire remains a desire. But either in order to receive or in order to bestow, that depends on your work. Tel Aviv 1.
Good afternoon. We know that the holes that Yitzchak is digging, these are holes that that Abraham dug and they were sealed. So what does it mean that Yitzchak is digging the same holes again?
Those holes or wells are all the time, at all times for all the righteous. It's for those who want to use the rule to receive, to turn it into in order to bestow. The wells are deficiencies. How can I work with the rule to receive? With a deficiency of in order to bestow. This is the meaning of a well or a pit or a hole. When I fill it with water, it's called a well. Then I can correctly work with the land, the soil, the general will to receive. Gilad.
Except number 13, Rabash. What is the foundation on which Kedusha, holiness, is built? When a person wishes to build a one-story building, he does not need to dig very deep. He only digs a little. And he can build his building in observing Torah and mitzvot. And what is digging in spirituality? It is a deficiency. When a deficiency is dug in the heart, since the heart is called desire, the heart is called malchut, and the heart is called earth or ground. As in corporality, you dig a deficiency in the ground. In other words, before we go and build a building, we must first dig in the ground. That is, take out whatever there is in the digging site. Once the place where we want to build is empty, we begin to build. If the place is filled with earth, we must not build on it because the building will fall. Likewise, in spirituality, we must dig in the ground, meaning in the heart, and take out the dust in the heart from there. And then the heart remains empty without any feeling. Then begins the time of building. Again, except number 13. When a person wishes to build a one-story building,
well, a spiritual building in order to bestow, but something small.
He does not need to dig very deep. He only digs a little. And he can build his building in observing Torah and mitzvot. And what is digging in spirituality? It is a deficiency. When a deficiency is dug in the heart. Since the heart is called desire, the heart is called malchut, and the heart is called earth, or ground. As in corporality, you dig a deficiency in the ground. In other words, before we go and build a building, we must first dig in the ground. That is, take out whatever there is in the digging site. Once the place where we want to build is empty, we begin to build. If the place is filled with earth, we must not build on it, because the building will fall. Likewise in spirituality, we must dig in the ground, meaning in the heart, and take out the dust in the heart from there.
Meaning take out all the intentions to receive in the desire, leave a raw desire without any intentions, and then you begin to build, to add to this desire, the intentions to bestow, and then you can build a building.
And then the heart remains empty, without any feeling. Then begins the time of building.
Shilot, Ita 3.
Questions, Ita 3.
Sì, buongiorno, Rav. Volevo chiedere, cos'è questo lavoro di scavare che bisogna fare? Vuol dire che uno deve...
I wanted to ask, what is this work of digging that needs to be done? Does it mean that the person has to distinguish himself, to have discernment in himself until he finds a deficiency, and if he does not find it, he needs to keep scrutinizing?
No, he needs to extract from his will to receive the intention for himself in order to receive. The Creator intentionally, inside our will to receive, He placed such intentions to receive. You need to take out the intentions to receive, and you're left with a hole. Fill those holes with water, then you'll have a well. And from that, you can have a fertile soil and build. In short, the will to receive remains the will to receive. To place the intention of reception with an intention of bestowal, this is our work. And to the extent we have an intention to bestow, we can use the will to receive and build from the will to receive already buildings in order to bestow degrees, such forms that are similar to the Creator.
Ashkelon.
Ashkelon?
Hem lo mevinim ech lishtamesh?
Do you understand how to use it?
Tov. Piti 23.
Kapiti 23.
A friend is asking, how during the digging you do not lose the intention for which we started the work?
Because during the digging, you're working against the intention to receive. So how can you lose the reason for the digging if you're working precisely in order to correct yourself, correct the intention of reception? So you can't really lose the goal because it belongs to the goal, it relates to the goal.
Another friend is asking, digging, is it something personal or a group action?
Typically it's a group work. But you can also turn and ask individually and ask for correction. PT 20.
I want to be more precise. The Creator allowed me to enjoy different things. This work of digging, where I extract that thing that I enjoy from, and I see how I can ask for my pleasure to be changed so it will be in order to bestow.
It's not going to work for you, sir. You want to enjoy spirituality. I understand, but it's not going to work. It's to replace a cow with a donkey. No, you'll have to make a calculation there.
But
slowly, whatever the mind doesn't do, time does.
PT 2.
To continue, the friend who just asked, how now to replace a donkey with a cow? How do you do this work of working in the intention in order to bestow?
By the help of the group. When I do these actions in the group, where I work towards the group, I ask them, I do what they want, and then like that I change my intention. I ask the Creator to help me do it only through my connection with the others. Alone it's impossible. You never even come close to replacing the intention. Ashkelon, ready?
Yes, can you hear me now? Well, good afternoon. Excuse me for the problem. I had problems with my mic. My question is, digging a deficiency, this digging, is it only for myself or am I digging also for the deficiencies of the friends as well?
I can't hear what you're saying. Can you speak clearly? Open your mouth.
My question is, digging a deficiency. Are we talking about digging a deficiency of my own or also for the deficiencies of my friends?
No, you can't do it for the friends. You can do it together with them. You can dig your common desire. You can build a building of sanctity, but not that you are doing it instead of a friend, in place of a friend, no. You can strengthen him, you can show him an example, as Rabash writes in the group. But this is the work where we have to connect together and dig together, like in a building, in construction work. We dig the foundation together, and we build the legs on top. You know how you build a building, you dig those holes, you put cement in them, you drive those pylons, and then you begin to build the building on top of these foundations. Again, Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот мы с товарищами соединились в десятке. Вот что значит, что мы начинаем копать?
We connected the friends in the 10. What does it mean that together we start digging?
You wish to acquire the intention of reception. You check and you see that all your intentions and your desires are intentions to receive. You discover that as a deficiency, as something you don't want, because the intentions are in order to receive. And then you wish to dig, to extract them out of the ground from the desires, those intentions to receive, and in their place to have intentions to bestow.
New York 4.
Hi, Raf. What's the difference between digging and looking?
What do you mean, looking?
I
don't understand what he means by looking. Don't bring me... What is looking? He's just looking at the desire? Just to dig. Yes, to check where does he have the intentions to receive, which are surely, according to his level of attainment, are on the way to reaching spirituality. And he has to take them out of the ground, those intentions in the will to receive called ground. And they are, he takes them out, and in their place he wishes to have the intentions to bestow.
Thank you, Rev.
Yofi. Tov, az Gena.
Okay, Gena.
Except number 14, Rabash, what is the foundation on which Kedusha, holiness, is built? Only with faith above reason is it possible to break the stone. There is the matter of ascents and descents here, since one cannot always go above reason. It follows that all his digging and finding of some deficiency to ask the Creator to give him strength to go by the path of bestowal has been sealed again by the rock. As a result, he must dig once more, repeatedly. Each time, he begins to dig out the earth. In the middle of the digging, he finds a rock again. Once again, he begins to ask questions within reason, and again, he overcomes and uses the faith above reason. Once more, he obtains a place of luck and begins to pray to the Creator to bring him closer to his work, meaning to do the work of the Creator for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake.
We see in the Bible many stories around wells. The wells Abraham dug outside of Beersheba, the wells of Isaac. Each time there's a meeting with the bride, the future bride, it takes place next to the well. It's as if, what's so special about those wells around which people gather and a hero from the Bible stories come and drives away the bad people and lets the poor people get water from the well. Where does it come from? This is the story. Where does the story come from? Well, through the intentions that he acquired, he can open up the stony heart which sits atop the well, and then everyone can enjoy the water that is inside the well. So in this way, the Torah tells us about the work in one line, three lines, in different degrees, but it's always around these water wells.
Hebrew 10.
What is this action that turns a hole into a well?
A hole or a pit that is filled with water called the Light Chasadim becomes a well. There's also different kinds of wells, drinking water well. That's how we see the Light of Chasadim, that can, or fresh water well, that's the kind of light that can give the land the strength to bring forth crops.
I wanted to make the friends a little bit envy, because in the last couple of months in our tent we have a preparation 1 hour before the lesson inside.
Wait. You come to us with different announcements, or you want to ask a question about the weekly portion? What's up with you?
It's related in my eyes.
No, it's not related. It's not related. If you have a question, ask the question right away. Look what he's doing.
I'm sorry, Rav.
You can be sorry for yourself and let us continue with the weekly portion.
Can I ask my question now?
No. Tel Aviv 1.
Digging this well, making this place, this scrutiny in the desire, and correcting everything that disturbs, and then the well, is it a restriction, and then the instilling of the masach?
It's very big actions, also long-term actions. It's how do we acquire the intention to bestow in order to bestow, out of the corrupted desire called just a land. the ground until you come to a place where you understand there has to be a well, you feel a deficiency, from this deficiency you begin to dig up the well, you begin to, in our work, you bring the land to a state where it begins to be filled with water, meaning with the qualities of Bina. Our deficiencies, which means not working with them in order to receive, but in order to bestow, and that the intention to bestow fills this hole in the will to receive. And then we can use this water in order to give life to the land, to the crops, to the animals. It's always donkeys or camels or people. And we see that how we gradually come to corrections. That's what the Torah tells us.
And those wells that we dig in this work you described, does it apply to each and every degree, or?
It's in especially in the first degrees, when we acquire the intention to bestow. PT6.
I want to go back to Tim's from New York's question. I think what he asked is, what is the difference between digging to searching for deficiencies?
Digging is when I do the work in a concentrated manner, with the right direction, in order to extract from the land using water a force that can help me bear fruit, or to build on the land by digging holes in order to build buildings on it, as Rabash writes.
But that is what we're doing with our deficiency, isn't it?
Of course, deficiencies, because the land itself is deficiencies. The question is how to use the deficiencies. We always use with it, we always work with the deficiency, either in order to.
So you might say that there's the looking for deficiencies, and the work is, and the digging of the holes is working with the deficiencies we already found.
The searching for deficiencies is before we dig.
Exactly. Digging is also the work itself with the deficiencies once we have them, once we have acquired them.
Yes. Yes, Latin one.
Hola, Rab. La pregunta es, ¿cuál es la herramienta que utilizamos para excavar?
Hello, Rav. What is the kli that we're using in order to dig?
We use our desires.
Chokrim et ha-ratzonot shelanu.
When we explore our desires, and we see that we can use them in order to bestow or not. To the extent we can use it in order to bestow, it's good. And to the extent we can't, we dig and dig, and each time we try to see where are our desires with which we want to reach the purpose of creation, the purpose of life, the discovery of spirituality. And these desires that we find out that are lacking the intention to bestow, are missing the intention to bestow, from them we seemingly build those holes in the ground. And that's how it is.
Haifa free.
Where is the prayer and the help of the Creator in this action of digging holes?
This is the work. The work is in digging and in asking the Creator. It's not the physical act of digging. You're checking your desires. That's the land. Check your desires. Where are they in order to receive? And where are they in order to bestow? You dig, you work it, you till it. And then you see how many intentions you have in order to bestow, with which you can work with the, on the will to receive, which is the land itself. Asia.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. Is this digging of the wells the building of the third temple by our generation? We hope this is not off.
No. It's only the beginning of the spiritual work. It's the beginning of the spiritual work. It has nothing to do with the building of the temple. Not even the first or the second, let alone the third.
Excerpt number 15, Rabash. We can interpret what are the herdsmen of Grar and the herdsmen of Yitzchak, and what is the dispute between them. Herdsman means provider. The herdsmen of Grar means that their provision is in following the crowd. In other words, thoughts come to them that they do not need to work like the work of the few who wish to reach the truth, called Lishma, for her sake, meaning in order to bestow. Instead, they settle for being workers who observe Torah and mitzvot to receive reward in this world and in the next world. This means that here too, in observing Torah and mitzvot, he can follow a path of settling for little. The herdsman of Yitzchak means what sustains Yitzchak. This is considered sustaining the quality of Yitzchak, the quality of bestowal. As long as he can bestow upon the Creator, this is his provision. And from this, he makes a living. That was the quarrel between the herdsmen of Grar, who are telling him that any digging to find deficiency and need to engage only in the path of bestowal is not worth digging and searching for such deficiencies. They seal the need by saying, we must follow the masses and not be exceptions.
ולא להיות יוצא מהכלל.
כל התורה היא מדברת
All of the Torah speaks of one person
נמצא במאבק
who is in a struggle with himself.
נראה לו שהוא נמצא בעולם מלא
But it appears to him that he is in a full world, big and wide, filled with people, he has a ten, all those things. But in truth, there is no more than a single person. So, when reading the Torah, we need to see in us, inside of us, all those discernments that we are reading about in the book of Torah. Let's say in the weekly portion, when they speak of many people, many heroes, also animals, and heaven, and earth, and various events that are taking place, we have to understand that it's all taking place in us, in one person, in me, let's say. It's all happening in me. The heaven, the earth, continents, various natural phenomena, people, animals, it's all in me. As it's written, man is a small world. Consequently, I need to see in me all those forces. Typically, they speak of two forces, a positive and a negative force. One helps the correction, connection, reaching the Creator, and so on and so forth. And the negative one is the opposite, pulls me away from it, takes me away, distracts me. It's for me to see that I have these two forces, and I'll be able to discern which is good, which is bad, which is good for me, which is bad for me. And in this way, to advance. To be always in a state of choice. Am I choosing this or am I choosing that? And that's how we need to see ourselves. As it's written, the person will always see himself half indebted and half not. And always has, we have to see ourselves between the bad half and the good half, between reception and bestowal. We have to make the right calculation towards bestowal as much as possible. I need to study, I need to hear the morning lesson, be in a society, be in a group, be in dissemination, in each and everything, only so I'll have the strength and to, in as many hours a day, to be in the intention to bestow, the thought and the intention to bestow in the direction of the connection. PT9.
Yes, Rav. What is the force of Rebecca?
We're not going to enter all those explanations. It's very deep. There are many heroes in the Torah and start working with them. But in a short while, we're going to go to second restriction, three lines. We'll be able then to speak about all those heroes and see the relationship they're in. Not for now.
The reason I'm asking is not specific, is because this force of Rebecca somehow integrates Jacob and Esau and drives forward the whole receiving of the blessing from Yitzchak.
I don't want
to get into it. You understand it or not? I don't want to get into it right now. Understand? I don't want to get into it. Those are deep things, extremely complex. If you want to get into it, go ahead and go read something. Don't ask me. Only what we're talking about here. About the portion, half an hour a week.
Otherwise, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to misdirect the lesson.
Okay,
so be sorry and don't ask, because you are leaving the area that we are covering. I can explain those things to you. It's the connection between Bina and Malchut, and in the instance called Rivka, I can't do it. It won't do any good in two words. I'll have to explain the entire scene, that entire theater about the patriarchs. Three patriarchs, four mothers, how they are connected, how the will to receive is included of them, of this degree called Avot, patriarchs. And what happens next? We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
It
shouldn't pain you that you don't know something about Rivka.
בבקשה, גלעד.
כן, קטע מספר 16.
Except number 16. Since the right is built on the basis of truth, the herdsmen of Grar immediately awaken and wish to drag a person to the view of the majority. Then, this klipa begins to attack a person and makes him understand the view of the majority, that what they say is true. At that time, a person begins to believe this klipa when she wishes to kill him and extract all the vitality of Kedusha from him and throw him to the netherworld. This klipa dresses in a clothing of hypocrisy and says that all she is telling you now is only so you will not fool yourself on a path of falsehood. Hence, all that one can do then is stand guard while the thoughts of the herdsman of Grav come to his mind like jagged arrows dipped in poison, which kill a person instantaneously, leaving him without a spirit of life of Kedusha. This klipa comes to a person and sends him her views and ideas, and they do not come so he will not be a worker of the Creator. On the contrary, they make one understand that since now you clearly know what is the work of truth, that the intention must be for the Creator. Again, excerpt number 16. Since the right is built on the basis of truth, the herdsmen of Grar immediately awaken and wish to drag a person to the view of the majority. Then this klipa begins to attack a person and makes him understand the view of the majority, that what they say is true. At that time, a person begins to believe this klipa when she wishes to kill him and extract all the vitality of Kedusha from him and throw him to the netherworld. This klipa dresses in a clothing of hypocrisy and says that all she is telling you now is only so you will not fool yourself on a path of falsehood. Hence, all that one can do then is stand guard while the thoughts of the herdsman of Grar come to his mind like jagged arrows dipped in poison, which kill a person instantaneously, leaving him without the spirit of life of Kedusha. This klipa comes to a person and sends him reviews and ideas, and they do not come so he will not be a worker of the Creator. On the contrary, they make one understand that since now you clearly know what is the work of truth, that the intention must be for the Creator.
Yeah,
but later it'll be able to get it for itself. Otherwise, how can it get the light? Klipa lives off of the light that it can grab, it can steal, it can usurp. And if it will not awaken a person to advance towards attainment, it will not gain any profits. That's why it awakens the person to advance towards attainment, and later it knows how to grab it and steal everything he attains. So here as well, we need to understand that only the environment can look after a person so he won't fall under the klipa, the shell. Suddenly desire awakens from within and he can do nothing with himself. We're very weak. Only the environment, if we build it, can defend us. PT 29.
Who are the majority?
All of man's qualities. You don't understand that it speaks only of one person? It's like that friend asked. He wants to ask about Rivka, Rebecca. What does he want to know about her? He thinks that it's something outside of him. He needs to discover what this desire, and if it's going to disturb him or help him, to what extent he can work with it. Then it's interesting to him what's happening between these personalities and those personalities, those different protagonists in the Torah. Those are all a man's desires from which his soul is made. It's not something outside of him. If he imagines it as something external, this is idol worshipping. Beersheva.
What is the path of lie? And how is it related to the klipa? The path of lie, falsehood.
Path of lies is that everything you don't aim it in order to bestow is called path of lying, or the false path. You have nothing more than that.
Rab, che cosa innesca il motivo per cui arriva una klipa così forte? C'è qualcosa nel nostro comportamento che innesca questa reazione?
What's in it that the stronger klipa comes? Is it something that we do that draws this stronger klipa?
The klipot, the shells, are an inseparable part of the system of the soul. It's all inside a person. And the person has to work, to learn how to work with vessels of bestowal, vessels of receptions, with the klipot, the shells, and with sanctity in order to receive, bestow in order to receive, how he corrects it, how he moves away from in order to receive, because he can't overcome them. How does he check and see his weaknesses, his incapable, and to the extent he's afraid and is incapable, he needs a creator, then it's good. I need the creator, I run to him, I hold on to him. And we need to work constantly like that. So the klipot are the necessary thing. Without a klipa, you can't live. You cannot live. Also, in the body, we gradually discover how it is. It includes all those different klipot, various harmful elements, but without them, it can't function. Life exists between good and bad, between these two forces, plus and minus. Consequently, that's how we exist, how we live. Moscow 3.
Rafa, какой внутренней связью, каким внутренним действием я желание получить?
What is the inner connection? What inner action can the desire receive and to cleanse it from the intention for oneself?
Only using the reforming light, you can do anything. You have no vessel, no other way by which you can cleanse yourself of the shells from the intentions to receive. You can't even separate, distinguish them. You can't see where they are and where they are not, because we're inside these klipot, these shells, for the time being. We need to build gradually upon the connection between us and with the Creator. We need to build a system of in order to bestow, and from whatever spiritual light that will exist there, meaning the force to bestow, we'll be able to identify against it the force of reception. Then we'll see what we need to do, one against the other. And in this way we will be able to overcome.
С товарищами такие, я должен с товарищами выстроить.
So is it correct that I have to build with the friends a connection, the right connection, and then from that connection?
Абсолютно верно. Кен.
Они боне. Yes. I build the correct relationship, the good relationship in the society, and relative to these relationships, I check everything that comes to me. Is it fit into the connection I have with the friends or not? And then this way, the mechanism that I built in the connection between the friends, this mechanism helps me check see. If I have a good vessel or not, a good thought or not, in order to bestow or not. That's how we are building ourselves. Latin 1.
Buenas tardes, Rav. ¿Cómo es que la clipa actúa sobre el estudiante?
Good afternoon, Rav. How the klipa influences the student? Is it through his desire?
It shows it what's the opposite of sanctity, which is a different direction than the creator. Then we know how to move. The klipa, the shell, is necessary for our advancement. We need to honor the shells, like everything that appears in our world. How do we move towards something each passing day? By finding out that we are losing, we're missing out, we are sick, we fail, this breaks, this is wrong. By revealing the actions and the intentions that are not good, specifically in this way, we can discover the good actions. So don't disregard the bad things if we relate to them creatively, correctly. We can build ourselves correctly.
In
this way, we don't disregard something that has to do with the klipa, with the shells, and a thousand times a righteous person will fall and then get up. Specifically from falling, we can get up and carry on.
Usually everything which is not a spiritual environment removes you from spirituality. In our path, should we stay away from an external environment or to work with it somehow?
We need to be in any of the environments that we need in order to exist corporeally, in the form of neither condemned nor praised, meaning not more or less. And spiritually, we need to build our environment so we'll reach the goal as quickly as possible. That's it.
Misham, Tel Aviv 1. How do we keep what we have attained? Even if we have attained 1 gram of something in intention and connection, how do we keep it? How do we hold on to it?
You can't keep it, only to grow and grow and grow the forces of bestowal and connection. And last one, PD 23.
In any case, there is a question. The herdsmen of Gras say, settle for a little and follow the majority. The herdsmen of Tzach, they say, you always have to add for the sake of heaven. How can you settle this conflict between them?
The herdsmen of Gras, they wish to drag you back. And the herdsmen of Isaac are telling you that you need to fight and move forward. You need to make the calculation and see who's for and who's against. And what are my intentions? With whom am I advancing forward? Typically, our decision is clarified completely in the connection. The connection in the 10. That's the revelation of the connection the Creator has prepared for us when shattering the soul of Adam HaRishon. That's our entire preparation from above. We'll go towards the connection and we'll always succeed, always. Think of nothing, only of the connection in your 10, and you'll see that all the questions will be clarified, all the discernments and everything will be right. I wish you to rest well today and tomorrow. then we'll succeed together. That was the portion of Toldot from the Bible. Good luck, all the best.
ואנחנו עוברים לשיעור נשים.
Quante volte ti sei chiesto la ragione che esisto, non c'è vita senza luce, è un bisogno che conduce da una supplica del cuore a scoprire il vero amore che ti porta all'unione con gli amici e a una missione, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà. Conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà. Con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, fai cambiare la ricezione con la luce di l'azione. Con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione. Rivelato questo, hai scoperto qual è il nesso di una vita di ricezione, senza scopo e depressione. Al mattino puoi cambiare, con gli amici qui a studiare, solo insieme arriveremo, la correzione raggiungeremo, connetterci col creatore, connetterci col creatore, connetterci col creatore, connetterci col creatore, connetterci col creatore. Connetterci col creator, connetterci col creator, connetterci col creator. Con gli amici, solo uniti, tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di l'azione. Con gli amici, solo uniti, tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione. Pa 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 pa